The sea. In the late Neolithic period, there appeared, from the generally marshy soil on the northern bank of the Thames, twin hills covered by gravel and brick earth surrounding by sedge and willow. They were 40 to 50 feet in height and were divided by a valley through which flowed a stream. We know them as Cornhill and Ludgate Hill, with the now buried Woolbrook running between. Thus emerged London. The name is assumed to be of Celtic origin, awkward for those who believe that there was no human settlement here before the Romans built their city. Its actual meaning, however, is disputed. It might be derived from Lindon, the town or stronghold, Don, by the lake or stream, Lynn. But this owes more to medieval Welsh than ancient Celtic. Its provenance might be Landon, Long Hill, or the Gaelic Lunde, marsh. One of the more intriguing speculations, given the reputation for violence which Londoners were later to acquire, is that the name is derived from the Celtic adjective Londos, meaning fierce. There is more speculative etymology which gives the honour of naming to King Lud, who is supposed to have reigned in the century of the Roman invasion. He laid out the city's streets and rebuilt its walls. Upon his death, he was buried beside the gate which bore his name, and the city became known as Caerlud, or Caerlundain, Lud's city. Those of sceptical cast of mind may be inclined to dismiss such narratives, but the legends of 1,000 years may contain profound and particular truths. The origin of the name, however, remains mysterious. It is curious, perhaps, that the name of the mineral most associated with the city, coal, also has no certain derivation. With its syllabic power, so much suggesting force or thunder, it has continually echoed through history. Caerlud, Lundunus, Lindonian, Lundina, Lundorna, Lundeberg, Londinium, and a score of other variants. There have even been suggestions that the name is more ancient than the Celts themselves, and that it springs from some Neolithic past.